What's up, guys? I'm Ben Johnson. Today joining me is my good friend Davin, and you're watching The Quiet People. Davin, how you been?
Pretty good. You?
Pretty good. So, I've heard recently that you've started something.
Yes, sir. I have actually started my own podcast called Problems of Today. It is a place where you can talk about your political views, but also the stupid things that people do around the world and how we can fix it.
Nice. Do you have a schedule, I guess you could call it?
Program schedule, or is it just kind of whenever you feel like it?
It's like the beginning right now. If I want a schedule, I'll start a schedule. And for right now, it's just whenever I feel like it.
Nice. All right, guys, we definitely look forward to that. Okay, I'm just gonna jump right into it here. Today, I've been really wanting to talk about inspiration. And for me, inspiration is something that really drives you forwards, something that makes you, like, motivates you to do something. Davin, what would you say, like, inspiration is in your own words?
I would say it's sort of like a goal. It's something that keeps you going. It's your inspiration. It's the reason you want to be here.
I like that. How should I say this? Has anything inspired you to be where you are today? Like what you've started?
Yeah. I mean, my parents, for the most part, my mom and my dad. He got me into rock, and that's what that's what makes me want to learn guitar, because I want to one day maybe make a career out of learning guitar, and maybe even make a band or something like that. And my mom's a big role model too. I just we can't find that out yet, so.
Do they have experience? Like, did they take lessons in guitar, or is it kind of like just like a family thing?
No, it's my mom actually. Wait, yes, we have found out. My mom, she also inspires me because she used to be the lead guitarist for our old church, and that's also what wanted to make me become a guitarist.
Nice, nice. So it's kind of coming off of her onto you.
Yes.
Okay, and if you don't mind me asking this, do you think starting your own podcast and guitar and stuff, do you think that's made your bond stronger with your parents? I know you mentioned it earlier, but do you think it's really built a bond, or has the bond been pretty strong?
It's been pretty strong on its own right now. But I can tell it's going to get stronger, especially with the guitar learning, because they were teaching me and by my side the whole entire time.
So they got your back in this?
Yes.
Did they offer to, like, buy you lessons or something, or is it coming straight from them?
It's coming straight from them. I mean, the only thing they offered to buy was, you know, customizations to my guitar, like whammy bars, a new amplifier, the cord to an amp, to the guitar, the amplifier, all that.
Oh, so they're really supporting you in this?
Yes.
Nice. So earlier you mentioned that your podcast is going to be about politicians and some not so serious things. What do you mean by political things?
I mean, like, is there anything we can do to fix the way things are politically to fix the world? Like, you know, like world hunger, let's say that. Like, if we politically got someone, like, that just thought here and there, like, we could go everywhere at once. And I know that's not possible, but, like, if we just had, like, more people in control, yeah, I think you would help with.
Okay, so hearing this, I'm gonna say that you feel pretty strong about politics.
Yes, yes, very, very strong.
Does politics, does anything in there like strike some inspiration in you, or it's just kind of one of those things that you really pay attention to?
It's things that I pay attention to. The only inspiration I get is the rage when Joe Biden got into office. But yeah.
That's funny.
And I got a question for you.
Okay.
Why do you think the world is like it is now?
Like, politician-wise, or just everything?
Just everything.
Honestly, I think people are just... they want the attention. Like, yeah. In my eyes, like, everything is about the way you look now. Like, for me, I feel like all those BLM, like, all that type of stuff, like, all those riots, like just everything. I feel like, all these news, like, crews and, like, all these things... I feel like they don't really support causes like that. They just do it to get, like, the publicity, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
And... go ahead.
I didn't really support BLM from the beginning. I don't support any of them now, to be honest. To me, they were all trends. They were just attention grabbers.
Yeah, a way to get noticed.
Yeah. And then the people that were against them, they, some of them were attention grabbers, and then some of them were actually trying to fight back, because they were, some of them were not peaceful protesters. They did riots, and they had the intention to kill whoever was in their way.
Yeah, I could see where you're going with that.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a quote that I'd like to tell you, and just tell me what you think of it, okay?
Okay.
It says, sometimes you will never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. And that's by Dr. Seuss.
It's Dr. Seuss, but...
I'm going to write more time. More time. Sometimes you'll never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. What does that mean to you?
It means, and don't waste time. For one moment, you could have a friend. The next moment, they could have cancer and be in a hospital. And they might not live. They might only have like 2 weeks to live. So you gotta save every moment and, you know, make them into good memories instead of not spending time with that friend as much as you can until they go. And then it just becoming a sad memory and that guilt, like I should have been there for him at the very end.
Yeah, so hearing that, tying that to inspiration, do you think inspiration could come in, I guess you could say, bad signs or bad ways?
Yeah, I mean, like high schoolers, let's say that. They liked to do drugs. So, some of them do, not all of them. But they liked due to drugs and rappers. They definitely brought off, you know, the drugs and the alcohol. And now look at freaking middle school and junior high and all them. They are vaping weed, tobacco, nicotine, all that. They are doing alcohol. I literally have a friend that's came to school with a hangover a couple of times. So, yeah, inspiration can come in bad ways.
Yeah, so you do agree with sometimes bad things have to happen in order to find or seek inspiration?
Yes. I mean, Ethan... not Ethan, ignore what I said. My friend that would come to school with a hangover, he will learn later on in life. He will learn that it will hurt you. It's going to affect your life at some point. And definitely affect him, because he's younger and drinking alcohol, doing drugs, hanging out with all these friends that are like these. He's a skater boy, so yeah, all these friends that are bad influences.
Well, okay, thanks for sharing, but I would like to let's change the mood of this and get a little happier. I've heard you've these last couple of years you've really gotten into football, is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, to be honest, it's the only sport I've played, but I'm gonna be honest, I feel like no other sport is better than football. And I know I have no room to say that because I've only played football, but it's just so fun. I mean, it's like a legal GTA. You get to hit people as hard as you can, and you're not going to jail for it.
Well, I don't know how you can tie something so motivational into something like GTA, but that's one way to look at it.
And I mean, like, it's just very fun, like practicing catching and then practicing throwing, hitting, like just going straight at him like a bull.
has football impacted your life negative and positive ways?
I mean, negative, I don't really know. I've only made outside friends on one of our away trips, one of our away games. I think it was Rankin that we were playing. Right after the game, we were all just saying GG to each other. And then after that, we all ate together. And we were all talking to each other. And people were giving each other snaps. It was so fun. I do remember one girl that was there. She was simping for two guys that were at my school that weren't on the football team. And the thing is, they won't be able to see each other anymore. So, yeah.
Okay, so I actually have a quote that I would, another one, that I would like to tell you, and tell me what you think about it, okay? Because talking about football and doing what you love, it's by Ella Fitzgerald, and it says, "Just don't give up trying to do what you really want to do. Where there's love and inspiration, I don't think you can go wrong." What is that, hearing that and just telling us about your story about getting into football and how it helps you?
I think it's like I don't know how to really explain it. It's like I'm not sure how to explain it, to be honest.
Is it just one of those things that just makes you feel like a sense of peace inside, like you've done something?
Yeah. What was the quote again? My bad.
Oh, no, it's all right. No worries. Give me one moment. It says, "Just don't give up trying to do what you really want to do. Where there is love and inspiration, I don't think you can go wrong."
Okay, so yeah, it really kind of does tie together, because the love part, my family goes out there every day to watch me, and even though we only won one game, even though we've only won one game, They would still come out there, either way I lost or won. They would tell me I did a good job, and I forgot to mention, I feel like I was a big inspiration for the team, especially to get closer to God. Because I asked if they all wanted to pray before going into the game. And they all said yes. Sorry. They all said yes. And they made me pray. And so every time we played a game, we were not going on the field unless we prayed. And that's it's kind of like a tradition now. And hopefully, sixth grade next year, we'll be able to follow what we did in on the field.
So, hearing that, does, I guess we can say religion, does that really help you find your inspiration, or does inspiration help you find the religion?
I'm not sure how to say that, or how to, you know, how to answer that.
Well, hold on, let me find a, here's a better way to say this question. Does your faith really help you find inspiration? Like, do you think it helps, like what inspiration really means to you, and what it, you think it doesn't matter, like, so much?
I mean, not, I don't, I mean, my mom and dad, they do help me, you know, stay on track and going toward the path that Jesus walks. They help me stay on that path and help me not to get off. And when I do that get off, they help me get back on that track and go forward again. And it's kind of just like I'm walking down with them until he comes back.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. And, okay, I know this is a totally different thing, but to me, I feel like it's harder to get closer to God knowing him from the very beginning than it is not knowing him from the beginning of your life, and then later in your life, encountering him.
Yeah, I can understand that, because, well, obviously I'm only in high school, so it's not like, can't say growing up, I was still growing up, but both of my parents have been pastors since the very beginning. So for me, it hasn't really felt like special. It's just kind of felt like just like a part of me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like I really have a special connection with God. I just feel like I kind of grew up knowing him.
Yeah.
And I think if maybe I, like, maybe if I wasn't raised in it, and I kind of, like, found him, my, like, myself, not being introduced, but, like, I found him, I feel like maybe that just, maybe it would just kind of strengthen what I'm feeling. You know what I'm, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because I don't really know how to interact, like, strongly with God. And I feel like if I didn't know him from the beginning, I would know how to.
Yeah, and I guess it's kind of hard at the moment to, like, find a connection, since I've been raised in it. Like, I've only seen what my parents do, so I don't really know, like, how it feels, you know? To be, like, to really be in the moment, like, to feel everything. Like, I'm not sure how that really feels.
Yeah, I know what you mean, and it definitely doesn't help when you're going to school every day and you have, you know, friends cussing here and there, telling you that, you know, go steal that. It's okay to do that. Go walk to a store in the middle of school time, because my friends have done that. And
yeah, well, and, speaking of, sorry, go ahead.
And like, my mom and dad, they tell me that I need to not follow, what they're doing, and I don't. But, like, not to consider them as friends, but like someone that you can teach, you know. And
yeah,
and I know what they mean, but I really don't know how to.
Yeah. So, well, speaking of friends, so recently this summer, my parents got a job opportunity, I guess you could call it, and we had to move. I've probably told you, but we've had to move, and during that transition, leaving all my friends behind, I got in a pretty lonely place, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Not really finding motivation or, like, knowing where to look for it, really knowing what to do with it.
Yeah.
And when I went to this new school, I was very scared. Very questionable of what I would do. And I ended up choosing band, well, to continue band anyways, and that was the best choice I've made, because not only did I find a space for me, like a place I was welcome, but I made an amazing group of friends. They really showed me that it's okay to be out of your comfort zone, but not to lose control of what it is. And that really inspired me, but it's like, just because the time is dark doesn't mean the time's over.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna say any names, but you know, we all find that someone every now and then, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And when that was going on, that was one of the best moments of my life, I guess you could say, because it was one of those moments where you know that, like, they're there for you and not for what you have.
Yeah.
And that person and all my other friends, they got what I was going through. So they were able to help me on a personal level, not just a, oh, I got your back when you need it. Like, really, really knew what I was going through.
Yeah.
And that's what having good friends like that is for, is I might not be able to help them all the time, but we can bond on what's going on, so I'm at least there for when they need me and can talk about it.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of them I eat lunch with, and we really have some interesting talks. I'm not going to go into detail, but it's just one of those things that you can really bond, like, you know, you have that group of friends for life.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. And that's really inspired me, because I know, okay, I have this group of people that love me and will support me till the end. And that's kind of pushed me to be a better person, a better welcoming person, just like just a better person overall. Because I'm like, if these people are going to be here for me, the least I can do is be there for them.
Yeah.
So, metaphorically speaking, I guess you could say, it's pushed me to get, like, off my butt and really find some way I'm useful to people, and, like, way I can help and change people.
Yeah. And it's about to get a little loud, because I have to get my charger. My phone is almost dead, because for some reason I don't like to charge my phone before a freaking podcast. Yeah, I know what you mean. One of my old friends, they had left the school what reason it was, because it's definitely personal, but I don't know if they would want me to say it or not, but it was definitely personal, he was very, you know, he didn't listen, let's just say that, and he got kicked out of school, and then he tried coming back the very next year, and they said that he was a disciplinarian, but this year, like, it's, I don't know how to say, it's so exciting, because, like, one of your best friends is coming back to school, and there's no sign of them leaving the school right after, or the very next year. And the another good thing out of it is my friend Adrian might be coming back as well. They both left, but they might be both coming back, which will definitely make us the kings of art.
For sure. Well, David, thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. Hopefully, you'll be able to join me again soon. Well, guys, I'm Ben Johnson, and this was The Quiet People.